Je te mets au défi de me faire confiance. Je te mets au défi. Je te mets au défi. What's going on, gang? Welcome to the brand new Tuesday episode of the pod. A little late today. I've been a fucking mess since traveling, man. I got like no sleep on that fucking trip. Just been trying to catch up. I got a million goddamn things to do. I get back to New York City. My goddamn air conditioner is broken. Can you fucking believe it? That's like the one thing I need. I have this gigantic fucking wall air conditioner that's in my room, you know? And it's just, it's blowing air, but it's not cold anymore. It's just like a fucking, it's like a degree on the warm side even. It's like 74, you know? And me, I'm not making a fucking joke here, but I like a 68, 69 degree in the room. You know what I mean? Like, I got a roommate. It's known that, like, I'll sleep in, and then I wake up, I open my doors, and it's like the fucking, the king of the White Walkers is walking into the living room. I mean, there's like a fucking mist, you know, there's a cold chill that hits the entire apartment. I got fucking icicles coming down my nose. Like, I like it frozen. Like, if you live with me, the apartment is so cold. There's so many days I walk out of my room and my roommate is like wearing a full winter jacket just as he's like doing shit around the house. Cause that's how fucking cold I like to keep it. You know, I run hot. I'm a big, thick fella. You know, I'm fucking Russian. I'm used to, I'm not used to this shit. I don't like being hot. I don't like fucking overheating. I'd much rather throw a jacket on and be like just cool. You know, so. But yeah, my fucking AC's broken. So I call the goddamn, I call the fucking superintendent. And he's like, yeah, I don't work on ACs. I was like, so who should I call? He's like, you should call the fucking suicide hotline. I don't know. I'm not going to help you. Kill yourself. That's what he said to me. So I call the fucking property manager and I email them. I'm like, hey, we have an emergency. Our AC's broken. It's fucking 90 degrees out. Our goddamn AC's broken. I'm sweating right now. And she's like, wow, that is, literally her email goes, wow, that is an emergency. We don't work on ACs though. So we don't cover your AC. And I go, oh fuck, I got to deal with this myself. I call the goddamn repair company for this AC. I go, hey guys, my AC's broken. The guy's like, all right, tell me what's the model number on that thing. You know what I mean? Like he hasn't heard a person speak in forever. It's just all, yeah, I'll tell you a thing about that. So I tell him the fucking model number. He cuts me off as I'm in the middle of it. He's like, my brother, that's a 25-year-old unit, my friend. There's nothing I could do on that. I'm not even allowed to touch that thing. I was like, what do you mean you're not allowed to touch it? What's going to happen? He's like, no, it's the fucking thing runs on Freon. It's illegal. You don't know about Freon? I don't know about Freon, but... You know, he's like, I can't even fucking work on it. I go, so what do I do? He goes, you got to replace it. How much is that? It's $1,000. I'll take care of it $1,000. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? I'm going to be living in this fucking apartment for 2-3 more months. I'm not dropping a goddamn $1,000 on it. He's like, you could take it with you. What am I going to do? I'm going to fucking carry around a $1,000 AC with me from apartment to apartment? It's insane. So now I got to go to fucking Target and see what we can cook up. You know, I might buy like 8 fans and just like screw them into the ceiling. Just have those mother... Just it's going to feel like you're in behind a fucking jet engine in here, you know? I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something extreme. I mean, this room is going to get cooled. I'll tell you that much. But, yeah, I'm fucking back in town. You know, I had to fly down, help my parents out with some shit. Family kind of stuff. So it's good to be back, man. It's fucking good to be back in the city. When I was at the airport... Which, by the way, there's like 10 people in the whole airport right now. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I don't think there's ever been a better time to fly. They're not supposed to seat people next to you on the planes, so you're all by yourself. You know, it's fucking great. Aside from having to like wear the mask, it's really tremendous. I mean, I went to LaGuardia because it's closer to my house here in New York, and I legitimately got personal
TSA check-in service. Like, the guy gave me the whole speech just to me. There was not a single other person in line to get through fucking airport security. How insane is that? Not one other person. The guy gave me the whole speech. Take your shoes off. Hey, man, how's your day going? Is it going all right? Go ahead and take out any big electronics. And if you go right over there, I'm going to touch your dick a little bit. That's how it's going to work. I swear, I get groped half the time I go through the fucking TSA. I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? I don't know what's showing up on the scanner. I don't know if it's because I've gained 10 pounds and now, you know, my dick is inside my body. I don't know what it is, but I have legitimately had weird looking guys at the fucking airport just straight up start touching my nuts to the point where I've been like, ugh, you know what I mean? Like grunted in the middle of everybody. And you know what? I don't even care. There's nothing I could do about it. I need to get on that fucking plane. You know, one time I was late and this dude was like touching my fucking balls in the middle of a goddamn airport. You know, I guess he was searching for, I don't know what the fuck, you know what I mean? But I think he was looking for love. But I almost said to him, I was like, dude, you might as well just put a finger in my ass and because I need to get on that plane right now. I mean, I got fucking 4 minutes, you know, let's do this. You want to make me come? It's fine. Let's do it. I don't give a fuck. It is insane. They could do anything they want to at TSA. You could never legitimately have a file a complaint against these people. You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do? You're going to take these people to court? He touched me inappropriately. Your Honor, I thought he had a bomb in his ass. I don't know. He just looked like the kind of guy. The judge is like, yeah, you're right. Let's search him again. Like, you're fucked. There's nothing you could do. But yeah, I got that personal fucking TSA service flying back, which was pretty great, you know. And I was so stressed about flying again. I talked about this on the Patreon. I was, you know, I haven't flown in a long fucking time, and flying is like, it's fucking stressful, dude. I used to not give a shit. Now it's I don't know why. Something changed in me. Every fucking bad dream I have is about a plane going down. It's just like my brain's moved on to that being my fucking main anxiety now, you know. But it wasn't bad. Not too bad of flights. But I was at the airport, and they had a fucking Popeyes there, and I'm a piece of shit. So I was at the fucking Popeyes at, like, 7 in the morning. I mean, if you're at Popeyes at 7 in the morning, you got fucking problems. I'm there trying to lock down two fucking chicken biscuits, you know? I mean, no healthy behavior is happening. I just started a fucking diet today. No, yesterday. Because, listen, we got to fucking dial it back. We really got to dial it back. I'm done fucking around with this. But, yeah, I had two fucking chicken sandwiches at Popeyes at 7 in the goddamn morning. But they had a sign up at the fucking, at the cashier. Which, by the way, no airport restaurant at 7 in the morning. Like, the employees aren't even there yet. I mean, it's like an abandoned Popeyes. There's no people. I'm standing at the counter for like 3 whole minutes. Nobody's around. You know, I have to yell. I'm like, hello, I would like to use your food to end my life. Is anybody here? Oh, hello. You know? Oh, you wanted to kill yourself. That's what spawns them. The Popeyes workers. But no, I ate these fucking sandwiches. But there was a sign at the counter that said, cash strongly preferred. And that really fucked with me. Because it's like, preferred. You're not telling me that it's only cash accepted or you're not taking cards. You're saying strongly preferred. What do I give a fuck what your preference is? You know what I mean? Why would I care? Like, if it's not a rule, why would I give a shit that it's preferred? That doesn't make any goddamn sense, right? I'd prefer not to pay for this at all. What happens if your preference meets my preference? You know, what if I want to pay half? What the like, what, why would you tell people your preference? Like, that's going to make a fucking difference of how they're going to pay you. That's like if you're hooking up with a girl and she's like, I'll give you a hand job. And you're like, just so you know, blowjobs are strongly preferred here. They're strong. I just want you to, I'm not saying you got to do it. I'm just saying there is a preference here. Like, who gives a fuck about your preference? I'm not going to change how I'm going to pay you. I almost made a fucking issue of it because it was 7 in the morning. I had 3 minutes of sleep. But can you believe that? Fuck, it's strongly preferred. I prefer you go fuck yourself. How about that? I just gotta, like, the arrogance. I don't know. It just really fucking bugged me. But yeah, what's going on in the goddamn news? Everybody's trying to tear down statues. It'd be really funny to boil everything. Some guy, like, pays everything that's happened in the news for the last month. He's like, yeah, what, are they coming for the statues? That's what's going on. It's like, there's a little more happening than that, Jerry. I don't know. Here's the one thing that bothers me about this fucking statue thing, man, is like, it's like, why is this so high up on the totem pole? You know what I mean? I feel like it's mostly white people that want to take down these statues. And I was having like a political discussion with this dude down south. He's like 55 years old, you know, down south. Look, there's a lot of fucking racism. All right. There's racism everywhere, but it's a little more overt down south. I mean, I was like drinking with dudes and just like random people, you know, at a bar or whatever. And it within like 2 hours of fucking southern white guys drinking, a lot of them just start, they'll just be like, hey, you know about, and then they'll just bring up some crazy racist thing they heard. And you're just like, wow, all right, thanks for ruining this vibe. You know, it's fucking crazy. Like 2-3 hours, they just start getting real loose with the shit they say. And I'm like, why are you going around telling people that? But the fuck was the point I was going to make here? Oh, but it seems like the guy told me, he's like, I got no problem. He's like, I'm a Republican. I have no problem with them taking down statues of Confederates because Confederates committed treason against this country. And anybody who commits treason against this country shouldn't have a fucking statue. He's like, however, there's certain people. He's talking about like Teddy Roosevelt, you know. He's like, when they're taking a guy's statue down like that, that does bug me. And I had the same exact reaction when I heard they were taking down a statue of Teddy Roosevelt. Because to me, Teddy, in a lot of ways, was a great American. I just liked the guy. But apparently, also, like, you know, the statue isn't just him. There's one in New York City they're taking down. But there's like four Native Americans on the sides of them, you know. So it's like, then you're getting a little touchy. You're getting a little, like, you know. We genocided those people, so it's hard to have a fucking statue of them holding up a guy's horse and being like, this seems fair, right? But whatever, you know, to me. But it's just, here's the thing. It's a fucking statue. All right, take it down if you want. I don't give a shit. But why is it so high up on the list of priorities? It's like there's so many things we got to fucking do right now. You know what I mean? I mean, if you look at progressives right now, they're like, yo, we got to fucking, we got to defund the police. We got to make sure this fucking, you know, we got to make sure this goddamn Supreme Court seat is fucking, you know, is liberal and taken care of. And then there's one dude like, yeah, we got to get those statues. Like, what? What are you talking about? We got a fucking civil rights issue here to worry about. Fucking, the world is collapsing. I know, but I'm just saying, we got to get that fucking statue down. All right, we'll get to it, okay? Jesus. Anyways, as I was saying, you know, we got to make sure that everybody's got fucking equality. Yeah, what about the statues? Did something happen to you with the statues? What? You know what I mean? It's just like, I'm totally for it. But why? Here's my fear. This is really what it is with the fucking statues. Is I'm worried that liberals are going to be like, yeah, we knocked down fucking 6 statues. We made a difference. Boom. And that's it. And there's going to be a symbolic, it's just going to be a fucking symbolic thing where these extreme leftists feel like they made a fucking difference. You know what I mean? And it's like, my friends that are people of color, I think they're a lot less concerned about statues and a lot more concerned about legislature and making fucking changes that impact their lives. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. I'm not saying don't fucking tear them down. I'm just saying, you know, there's bigger shit to worry about. It's like every third fucking news story is about a goddamn statue. And like, I went on a whole fucking rant against communists on fucking Twitter because I'm seeing more and more of this goddamn, like, pro-socialism, pro-communism shit. Like, yeah, I was in the park the other day. I saw this fucking guy just with a hammer and sickle tattoo. He's like this Antifa-looking fucking white guy. You know what I mean? Just, like, just all, wearing all black, like a muscle shirt, like clearly like a Brooklyn kind of hipster kid, but like a large dude. And I got to tell you, that hammer and sickle just really fucking pissed me off. It really did. Because here's my problem, is these kids today, they're reading fucking 8 pages of the Communist Manifesto. You know, and then they're like getting these fucking hammer and sickle tattoos, and then they want to create fucking communism in this country. And America is not a fucking communist country. We are not that way in our blood, you know. And also, the reason it bugs me so fucking much is because I guarantee that kid never spoke to somebody who has lived in a communist country. You understand? Like, that's what drives me fucking crazy. To like to believe in something and to stand for something without ever having spoke, especially something that extreme, without ever having spoken to somebody who's been from a place like that. Like, my parents grew up in a fucking communist country. You understand? The things they had to do to try to even get ahead a little bit is fucking insane. And that's the reason my parents moved here, was because they were like, we don't want to teach our kids that the only way to fucking make money is going to be against the law of their government. That's why they moved to fucking America. You understand? So it's like, people don't, I know America is a fucking flawed country, but people don't understand the advantages you have, just with your personal fucking freedom, the advantages you have here. You know what I mean? And sure, there's huge inequality. We need to do something about it. You know, like, I'm for police reform. I'm for these things. However, And I do believe that as Americans, we'll get this shit done. We'll get these we'll work on these issues together. But people just don't understand. Like, if you go to fucking China, you can't criticize your government. You can't fucking go on Twitter and post your goddamn opinions about the like, there's none of that. People don't understand. In so many countries, you don't have those basic freedoms. When the idea is you put the party over the individual, anything you say that's against the party is treasonous. You are now committing crime against your government. Imagine living in a fucking country like that. You know what I mean? Like, the only, like, people who, like, communism is good for old people. It's good for people who are, you know, like, can't work. It's great for those people. But I also, but that's pretty much fucking it, man. Americans are not like that. Americans are fucking red-blooded. We're selfish. It's all about us. I mean, you can't even get this country to wear masks. Like, that's how it is. You know what I mean? That's how these people are. So this fantasy of, like, us being, like, a fucking socialist nation is just insane. But that's why we got to work within, you know, work within capitalism. I think that we can have a country where we take care of our poor and we take care of our fucking veterans and we provide people some assistance and also have a fucking capitalistic model. Am I fucking stupid for saying that, or is that just like too much of a fantasy for me? You know, because I do think when somebody's got a fucking great idea, they should be able to create a fucking company and make money and advance society. That's why we create so much innovative shit. You know what I mean? You look at China, they're just stealing our shit. That's why they fucking put TikTok out, so they can get information off of your phones. They're not making fucking amazing programs on their own ends. You know what I mean? That's us. All the fucking talent is here. But I don't know. I just, like, I was fucking, I'm the only one in my family born in this country. And obviously, you know, I'm a pretty liberal person, but it's weird that now it's like, it feels like you can't even be a liberal person and be like, I still love America. I love what this fucking country stands for. I believe in this country. I'm optimistic for this country. And I, as somebody whose family has come from communism and has fucking seen it. I mean, if I told you guys like the stories about that, that could be a whole fucking episode, man. Maybe we'll get into that sometime. But, you know, people just need to understand, like, you got a lot of fucking privileges here that you don't have in other places. And you can't throw that away. You can't throw away your own personal freedoms because you think it's gonna, you know, it's like, I think it was Benjamin Franklin that was like, any person who's willing to give up their freedom for security deserves neither. And that's just how I feel about this shit. You know? That's why it's like, it's funny to me when people think I'm like fucking, you know, on the right or something. I'm just like, I'm critical of fucking everybody. I really am. I'm critical of everybody. And I feel like that's kind of how everybody should be. You should kind of be somewhere in the middle of like, yeah, I agree with them on this. I agree with the other guys on this. I think, you know, and also I just don't believe in any fucking career politicians, no matter who they are. They're all fucking scumbags. They're all pieces of shit. They're all owned by the goddamn banks, and they take fucking millions of dollars from Saudi Arabian shit. But whatever. We're here to talk about fucking cum, all right? We're here to talk about blowjobs. I don't want to fucking... I'm just... This is me just slowly becoming a conspiracy theorist. That's what everybody's fucking listening to. But yeah, we did a solo episode today because we got a lot of great emails here. I wanted to catch up. I like talking to you guys. As always, just quick reminder, if you're enjoying the episode, if you feel like we're sharing some fucking truths here, screenshot it, post it to your fucking Instagram. Don't be a pussy, people. Don't be a fucking pussy. You're not going to get fired, all right? Share the goddamn podcast. Tell a friend about it. Send it to a couple friends. And the biggest thing you can do to support the show is join the Patreon. It's patreon.com/levfur. There's an extra episode every single Friday. Lot of fucking... Honestly, join for a month and see all the fucking guest episodes that have been on there. There's everybody from like Jared Freed to Hannah Berner, all these fucking great episodes. And we get a little more loose on the Patreon because it's obviously a smaller crowd. So, there, you know, if you want to go hear us letting loose and having a good time, go join the Patreon. It's a great time. I feel like Patreon episodes, personally, when I record them, and same thing with the regular, but like there's been times when I'm like in a fucking bad mood and I just get some friends together on there and we have a goddamn great time. So it's patreon.com/lovefur. You can also just get it on the app. You can listen on the Patreon app. You can listen to every episode there. I usually post, if I'm doing like a Zoom or something with a guest, I post the full videos there. So go check it out. Join. It's $5 a month, $10 if you want to. Extra donation, you know, and 25 you get a big ass dick. And yeah, but other than that, if you have an email, send it into the show, yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. send it in. If you're a part of the Patreon, include that in the subject. I'll know that I can get to it quicker. I can knock it out on a Friday episode. So send in your emails, guys. Let's chop it up, man. Let's chat, right? So here's the first email here. Just going to Tuesday episode, Rekindle Season. Hey, Lev, recently with this old pandemic, I've had a lot of time to evaluate myself. Could you date a guy who talked like that? I've had a lot of time to evaluate myself and where I am in my life right now. Most people can probably relate. I broke up with my ex about 3 years ago and never really found myself fully getting over him. We dated all through high school and part of my freshman year in college. Yes, this was my first love, and so I've always assumed thinking of him was pretty normal. We broke up because at the time he didn't really seem to be doing anything with his life, and I am naturally an ambitious person, so it felt like a weight. Even though I did not like this quality about him, I found myself continuously looking for someone that could give me the same type of emotional connection that I had with him. And of course, that hasn't happened. He has always been one of the most caring people I've ever met, and we have a lot of the same values. Last week, I decided it was time to finally reach out to him. After having no communication for the past 2 years, partially because he had also dated a girl for about a year, we'd been texting and FaceTiming ever since. My question is, do you think it's okay to explore this once more, or is it just setting ourselves for more pain? I've always been okay for taking a risk. However, I'm also asking this for his sake. Sorry this has been so long. Love the pod. Can't wait to see a show once things open up. You know, I do feel like people could grow in 2 years. People can figure out more of what they want and who they are in 2 years. And I do think checking in with an ex after 2 years and seeing what it's like, seeing here's the thing. When you check in with an ex, you can't just fall for that feeling you're going to have again, because that easy connection is probably still going to be there. The thing you got to look for is, are the problems that I had, have they changed? You understand? Because I definitely have exes where there still is that connection, but the problems we've had have not changed. And for that reason, you can't date those people yet. You know what I mean? There's no point, because then it's just going to be like, you owe it to both of you to not, if the things haven't changed, you can't fucking start dating again, because then you're just going to hurt each other all over again. And who knows if it comes back the third time, you know? I do think after 2 years, grab a cup of coffee, ask him where he's at in life. But the big thing is, ask him questions about the things you had issues with. And you don't have to make it obvious, you know what I mean? But you could just be like, yeah, what are you up to these days? Like, what's your fucking goal? You know, but I think it's totally fine to check in on an ex after 2 years. I think that's totally cool. I mean, who knows? Maybe the last relationship, like every relationship teaches you shit. If he was in a relationship for a year, he probably learned a lot. You know, I would hope so. I feel like every fucking year I become way more calm and like more reasonable. You know, a girl I've been seeing told me, she's like, just recently, she was like, you know, when we started dating, I noticed you didn't really listen to me much. But I feel like now when I talk, you like really take the time to listen to what I'm saying. And I didn't even really notice that much myself, but, you know, that's like, those are the kind of changes you want to be fucking making. I've just found, dude, as I'm getting older, man, I got to tell you, I fucking love it. I love it. And I'm fucking 23, so it's not like I'm in my 40s here, but like, I just feel myself getting calmer. You know what I mean? I want to, like, I know when I make a mistake now, I try to correct it. You know what I mean? I know if I get on Snapchat and I get drunk and I send, a dick pic to the wrong person, I wake up, I'm like, oh, fuck. You know? I can't do that anymore. So, like, you find the fucking mistakes, you cut it off immediately. You know what I mean? It's like, and also I'm just like, I'm chilling out. I'm not this like horny fuck that I always was. I'm still like horny as shit, but now it's like controllable. You know what I mean? To the point of like, yeah, it's fine. As long as I'm seeing this one person or whatever, I'm cool. Like, I don't have this like fucking huge desire to be fucking a million people right now. I mean, that's how, when I was like 20, 21, that's how I was. Just like, I was like, oh my God, how much sex can we have? It's like, you know, a lot of nights I would just hook up with a random person, have fun. Now it's just like not that fun, man. Most of the times I have, you know, Most of the time I have casual sex, I'm just like, was that even fucking worth it? Was that, you know, I could have fucking worked on the script or something. I could have done something productive, you know. But that's why I like growing up a little bit. I like fucking chilling out. And you also just learn to stop giving as much of a shit of what people think about you, you know. I feel like when I was younger, I held on to so much more like resentment of people, of like, oh, this person did this to me. And now I'm just like, I don't fucking care. It's fine. Whatever. People move past everything. It's not a big fucking deal, you know. At the end of the day, even if I disagree with people, like, I want the best for them. I don't give a fuck. I don't have any people I look at and I'm like, I hope things go horribly for you, you know. But yeah, as far as this though, 2 years can make a fucking huge difference. I'm definitely a very different person from who I was 2 years ago, and that's kind of the hope, you know what I mean. If it's been 2 years and you kind of feel you're the same person entirely, you got to make bigger changes, you know. So let's jump into this next one. It kind of feels like this is on the other side of the question. Can men love twice? Hey, Lev, broke college bitch, so please read on a Tuesday. Daddy, love the pod. Blah, blah, blah. I know how it goes, so let's cut to the chase. I'm in a healthy relationship. No problems there. Just want your input. Yesterday, my younger sister, my best friend, and I went to the beach, and I heard them having an interesting conversation. They agreed that men never get over their first love, and they both are firm believers that men will always love the first person they loved. This reminded me of how you talk about your girl, your first love, the one you were with when you were 19, and you said there was nothing like it. I feel like this isn't the case for all guys, is it? Do men really never get over their first love? What do you think? Because I did, but I'm a girl. I'm trying to find a rationale for this, and you're a wise dude. Thanks. You know, here's the thing. I feel like your first love is always, like, different and more intense, and you know what I mean? And I think a part of that is because you're younger and you don't have the fucking coping or, like, listening skills for one another. You know what I mean? So I think that's a big part of it. So everything is just, like, way more fucking tense, and that just feels all-consuming. But any girl that I've ever loved, I feel like I will always have love for them. You know what I mean? But the connection with every single person is different. That's like with the last email, what I should add, this girl is like looking for the same connection she had with somebody else. And I think that's a mistake a lot of people make. And I've definitely made that mistake of just constantly comparing every person I'd be with after to your first ex and being like, is this the same? I don't know. That was such a strong emotional connection. Is this that? But everybody's different. Your vibe with every single person is going to be different. And there's different kinds of love. You know what I mean? And some of them are way more sustainable for long-term relationships than others. So I don't think you should be trying to replicate the feeling that you had with another person. You should be looking forward to a new type of feeling with somebody else. And as you get older, and you meet different people, that what you define as like a love that you want to have is going to change. You know what I mean? Like where I'm at in life now, I don't want a fucking dramatic, arguing all the time kind of thing. You know what I mean? I wanted that when I was younger. I hate the thought of that now. I mean, the last time I had an argument with a girl, I was just like, all right, I got to go. I just hung up. I was like, why am I arguing? What the fuck am I wasting time arguing for? Like, this shit should be easy. It should be enjoyable. You should be having fun. You know what I mean? But when I was, you know, 18, 19, 20, I thought that's what was going to be what I wanted forever. But it's just not. So, I think you want things to be fucking simple. That's something I've noticed in my dad. You know what I mean? Like, you know, any parents that are divorced, like, once they, if they're smart, once they come out of a divorce, they're going to want somebody that just makes their lives easier. That just brings them peace as opposed to fucking creates headache and problems for you. You know what I mean? So, yeah, absolutely. Men can love a hundred of most guys get married like fucking four times in their lives now, you know? So, of course, but it's just always going to be different. And that's it's a good thing. It's actually a good thing. But I think everybody does kind of have a little bit of a soft spot for their first love. And that's I think that's most people. Because people say the same thing about chicks. They're like, yeah, if you take that girl's virginity, she's going to connect with you forever. I don't know if that's particularly true, but, you know, who fucking knows? Let's do this one. Help, he cheated on me with a mother of four. Jesus, hi, Daddy. Would love to remain anonymous. Just wanted to start off by saying I love the show. that's wild. Maybe he just cheated on you because he wanted kids, you know? He wanted to be around kids. Just wanted to start by saying I love the show. Nothing puts me in a better mood than listening to the pod. Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you. I'm in a long-distance relationship in the military. Shout out to the troops, baby. Thank you guys for your service. We've been dating for around 3 months now, but I've been talking on and off and basically best friends. Okay, wait. We've been dating for around 3 months now, but I've been talking on and off and have been basically best friends for around 4 years now. I know his family. It's not a super sketch situation. I'm 19 years old and just recently found... Hang on, somebody's fucking calling. Sorry, I'm 19 years old, just recently found out my boyfriend was fucking a 27-year-old mom for around 3 weeks. I'm not taking it completely to heart due to our circumstances, but I do still love him and want to help this relationship. I just can't help but feel a little repulsed by him and lost a little respect for him in the process. Any thoughts, concerns, and advice that you have for me? Thanks again and love what you're doing here. You've been dating for 3 months. You've been talking on and off. You've been best friends for 4 years. You're 19. So, I mean, it sounds like you guys are on and off. It doesn't sound like it's all that exclusive. Did he actually cheat? You know, look, if he did actually cheat over 3 months, you guys are exclusive, et cetera, and the timeline checks out, it's probably going to happen again. And in that case, and it, like I said, a lot of times with men, it's very much just, I just want to fucking come. I want to have some good sex, and that's it. So if you got cheated on, of course you're going to fucking feel like you lost respect for him and feel repulsed. That's the way you should feel. If that's not entirely the case, because it's long distance, you guys might want to talk about doing something open or just, you know, or just not being exclusive because, and look, at 19, it's going to be hard to mentally handle that shit. It just is. You know what I mean? I think it's hard for most people at all ages, but it doesn't matter that this girl's a mom. It doesn't matter that she's fucking 27. None of that is relevant. You're just, you know, you're just looking for reasons in your head to make it worse. People are fucking people. It's fine. If you got cheated on, you might just want to fucking cut it off here. Or if you didn't technically get cheated on, maybe just open this fucking thing up and be reasonable. Be like, yeah, this guy's not going to go. I just, listen, personally, I just don't believe most men will go 6 months to a year away from their girlfriends without fucking somebody else. I just don't think that's the way it goes. If I had to bet, I would think that 92% of men will fuck somebody else in a year-long window away from their partner. That's just what's going to happen. So, I don't know. I think any person who has, you know, is in a fucking relationship where they haven't seen their partner in a year and they think that partner isn't cheating, you're out of your goddamn mind. I mean, that's just fucking crazy. Like, get realistic, baby. Come on. We're men. We're men. We love to fuck. We love it. It's like our favorite thing. You think we're just not going to do our favorite thing? I mean, we might not do it for the first 4 or 5 months. But after that, you know, I don't know. I've never cheated, but I've also never been away from somebody for a fucking year. So, but yeah, just I think if you're in a long distance relationship, I think people just in general need to kind of be a little fucking reasonable. And you also got to know that, like, at 19, don't get too fucking worked up about this shit, because there's a pretty good goddamn chance the person you're going to be with when you're 19, 20, 21 is not going to be the person you fucking end up with. So don't put all this pressure on it, and instead just take everything as fun and as learning experiences and just let yourself take a goddamn breath. You know what I mean? That's my advice here. Figure out the timeline. If he actually did cheat, consider cutting that shit off. You know, I think that's what most people would do. If you're starting to feel repulsed and you're losing respect, I don't know that that goes away. But otherwise, it doesn't matter who the other chick was. You know what I mean? And try to really be reasonable about this whole long distance thing. The fantasy people tell each other of, we'll see each other twice a year. This will work right now. You're just going to really make each other miserable and build a lot of fucking resentment between each other. And every single dude that's in his life is going to be like, wait. You haven't fucked your girl in a year and you're still dating her? What the fuck is wrong with you? You know, that's the truth. That's the fucking truth. That's why we have this pod. I'm telling you how it is. You know? So leave a goddamn 5-star rating. Let's do one more. We'll knock out one more. Yeah. Let's do this one. It's called No Subject. Hey, Daddy, this is a long one. Hope it's easy to follow. I'm in college, and I started fucking a classmate after knowing him for only 2 weeks. I'm 23, and he's 32. He told me he just wanted to have fun, so we both agreed to be friends with benefits. 3 months into fucking, he took me to Vegas with a group of his friends. That's what's nice about dating a guy in his 30s, you know. If he's doing it right, you can go to Vegas and shit. After the trip, I asked him, is this going anywhere? Because if not, we shouldn't be hanging out this much, and we should just fuck. He told me if I didn't think this was going anywhere, I wouldn't be inviting you to places with me. I like to just go with the flow. 2 months later, he was drunk and told me, I'm kind of scared of you because you and I are very similar. I'm such a flirt and I cheated on my ex as well as he has. As time went on, we started to spend more time together. I didn't think anything of it until he randomly told me his roommate that we were dating. I kind of just went along with it, and ever since we've been having such a good time together. It's been 8 months since we started fucking and 3 months of dating. He texts me every day. We hang out once a week. My parents are strict. I can only sneak out once a week. You should have a talk with your parents about that. If you're fucking 23, unless it's like for COVID reasons, but 23, baby, you gotta be able to fucking make your own decisions here. Sometimes we go out on dates. Sometimes we just hang out all day at his house, cook dinner together, watch movies, etc. I met his mom and sister once. He says his sister really likes me. He randomly tells me things like move in with me or sleep over tonight. I do respond to his acts of affection when I'm with him. And when we aren't around each other, I never text him or call him first. I sometimes even leave him on read so he won't think I'm head over heels for him. Good work. Thing is, I've noticed that he always introduces me to people only by my name. What does that mean? Oh, as in like, this is Sarah. Okay. His cousins asked him who I was, and he didn't know what to say. He just kept saying, it's blank. Another time he told one of our mutual friends, we get it in here and there in a joking way and smiled at me. I also know he's still dating/sleeping around because I found condom wrappers on the floor, but I never mentioned it to him because we are not exclusive and I technically can't be mad at him for it. He's had bad experiences with relationships in the past, and I thought maybe he doesn't tell me what he feels. I haven't told him how I feel either because I don't want to end up looking stupid. He sends so many mixed signals. I don't know what to think of the situation. I'm a hopeless romantic, and I tend to become blinded when I'm really into a guy, so I want your honest opinion. Do you think he's just playing with me? Should I cut him off? Love the pod. First week listening, I'm already hooked. I'm letting everybody know about the episodes coming. Okay. Soon to be a part of the Patreon. Much love. Thank you. Here's what I think is happening. The guy probably has a very cynical view on relationships and marriages. You're probably his main girl. The girl that he actually spends his time with when he spends time with girls. Everybody else is kind of just like a quick come over and fuck, condom on, you know what I mean? Whereas like, I'm assuming you guys go raw, you know, you guys are each other's main person. So it sounds like he's there. He's like, this is my main chick. I fuck other chicks. It doesn't really mean much. But this is the girl I actually spend my time with. This is who I like hanging out with. You know what I mean? And I think that's what's happening more and more out there today. It's also like if guys can get laid and they have choice when it comes to women, this is kind of what happens. You know what I mean? It takes a stirring moment in a man to be like, nah, I'll throw everything else away. I'll throw all the other sex away just to have sex with this one person. And even myself, this is something I think about a lot. I think about this a lot. If like, does it ever make sense for me to... I haven't had one successful marriage in the history of my family. So does it make sense for me to fucking, you know, to make that choice again? Or should I just take that leap? I think about this a lot. So yeah, you guys are, I think you guys are where you're at. I don't think you are going to turn him into wanting to be exclusive with any sort of conversation, unless it's like you're pressuring him of like, either it's me or either it's just us or it's nothing. That might work for 4 months, and then you'll find a reason to make it end. I think with a man, he's got to kind of come to this conclusion himself of, you know what? I'm just going to do the right thing here and only date this girl. But I think he's got to get there on his own. You know what I mean? I think you're playing it right, though. I think you are. And it's a weird thing and a weird balance. But I do think that's a moment that if you want it to work, he's got to want to make it happen on his own. So I think... But you could have a conversation about exclusivity. You know, what one trick that a lot of people do is they talk about it being like for safety of like, you know, I just don't want you fucking me if you're also fucking other people just for my own personal safety. That's one trick in the book. It's just a lie. It's just people going, I want to be exclusive. That's all it is. But that's one way they go about it. You know, I've definitely had those conversations. You can either do that or you can just let things be the way that they are and see where it goes 6 months from now. You know, and it depends on what you can tolerate. I think the better choice is seeing where this goes and seeing what he gives you. But we'll see. It's like, for example, if I have like a main chick, right, that like I love being around, because usually there's only one woman that I actually hang out with. You know what I mean? The others are like, you know, come over, let's have quick sex. You know, I'll walk you home and that's that. Which is fine. There's a place for all of that. That's just like physical release. We understand the contract. We understand what we're both getting out of this. And that's that. And I'm not up at night when I go to sleep. I don't think I wish that girl was here cuddling me. You know what I mean? So that's just a little insight into the way the men look at this shit. But yeah, that'd be my advice. Just see where it goes. See where the fuck it goes. It's definitely been a while for you guys to not be exclusive, but for him, it's probably like a, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Things are going fine. We have a great time together. Every once in a while, I fuck another chick. It's what it is. So, I don't know. That's what you're in. Figure out the way that you feel comfortable moving about it. But my advice would probably just be, take the shit as slow as you can. There's no goddamn rush. You know what I mean? You're 23. There's no rush to lock this shit up right away. So, and keep me posted. Let me know what happens. I love you guys. That's the episode for today. I got to go buy fucking 8 fans. Leave a 5-star rating. Join the Patreon. Send in your emails. I appreciate you. I love you. Thanks for supporting the show. I hope you share it online. And I hope you guys have a fucking great week, man. I'll see you guys on Friday for the new Patreon episode. I'll probably have like Emma Willman or somebody find a great guest for you guys. But I love you. And I'll see you soon. Cheers. Thank you.